Little boys know there are big boys, bigger boys, and that they are not a bigger boy. They are not as fast. They are not as strong. They must be deferential or assertive at their peril. That in time they will become bigger boys does not compensate. Even if they get bigger, the bigger boys will also get bigger, and the little boys will just be bigger little boys. We would meet on a grassless lot strewn with pebbles and glass, a sandlot. Our uniforms were our after-school street clothes. The game was football, tackle football. No two-hand touch, no flags to grab. The players were a mix of fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. Two captains were selected by voteless affirmation. They threw fingers, odds, or evens for first choice. The order of selection was usually an accurate reflection of how you could play. Little guys were picked last. I was a little guy. Plays were scratched in the dirt of the sandlot. I never got an assignment to run with the ball or to go out for a pass. I might be told as an afterthought, you stay in and block. I guess our quarterback got tired of repeating himself, telling me to stay in and block. So he told me to go deep for a pass. Of course, the other team ignored me, and I was 5 yards in back of the defenders when I looked around. Our quarterback was scrambling and couldn't find anyone open to pass to, except me. What the hell, better an incomplete pass than a loss behind the line of scrimmage? So he let go with a heave of desperation in my direction. The ball floated in the air like a Goodyear blimp with laces. It slowed as it rose to its apogee, then accelerated as it arched down at me below. Never had I seen such a majestic flight, then or since. To my disbelief, my arms cradled it in. I turned and raced to the goal line. The defense was incredulous and outraged, stomping their feet, yelling at each other, and smacking their heads in disgust. I don't remember how my team reacted. I do remember that after that, when sides were picked, I was chosen sooner, and more passes came my way. So what? There are more ways of becoming a big boy than having birthdays. Was an event that happened to an 8-year-old so long ago important? Someone has said, greatness, however brief, stays with one forever. Indeed, decades later, I am still telling the story.